Afternoon Live with Anthony Martin on Brighton's Coastway Hospital Radio.
That was Manic Street Preachers and You Stole the Sun from My Heart. You're listening to Coastway Hospital Radio for Brighton. This Sunday saw the 87th Academy Awards take place in Hollywood in the US. It was hosted by Neil Patrick Harris. And on the phone right now, I've got movie blogger David Ferguson from moviereviewsfromthedark.com. Hi, David.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good, good, good. I got that web address correct, did I?
Oh, you did, yes.
Perfect. Very good, very good. So, you tuned in, I guess, as with most Americans on Sunday night?
Well, I think it's become just a second part of my life over the years. It's something I look forward to, and being such a lover of movies, it's just something you schedule in and you don't miss it.
Very good. It lasts 3.5 hours in Lent. Is that the broadcast Lent as well, or just the actual show itself? Because there's quite a lot of ads on American TV, isn't there?
Yeah. I think it's a huge marketing opportunity for the network. So when you're sitting there for 3.5 hours through the broadcast, you do have to put up with quite a few advertisements during the thing. So
yeah. Well, apparently the viewing figures are back from this year's show, and apparently they were down from last year, 16% less viewers, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's, last year was the largest audience they had ever captured. And so to have a drop off, I don't think it's too unusual in a year when the box office was down a little bit as well. And when you look at the eight pictures that were nominated, all fine movies, but really only one of them had what you would consider significant success at the box office. So I think there's a little bit of that in the fact that maybe some of the movies didn't capture the wide audience like happens in some years. And then there's the competition. The Golden Globes have certainly been on a tear the last few years with their ratings. As quality TV has improved, I think the Golden Globes has pulled away some of the audience as well.
So. Yeah, you're correct there. There's been a very mixed kind of movies, really, in this year's nominations. Birdman and Grand Budapest Hotel were the biggest winners on the night, really. But there's been, quite a lot of inventive movies this year, hasn't there? We've got Birdman and Boyhood, two very... very different experiments, I guess you'd call them, as movies.
I think experiment is exactly the right word, and I think they both proved very successful. And you just have to tip your cap to the reminder in the movie industry that it really is, it is an art at its core, at its heart. And to see filmmakers take the risk on such things as Birdman and the Grand Budapest Hotel, as well as I would even throw Whiplash into that as well. That's certainly okay. Not something that would play, so much mainstream on the page anyway.
And of course, J.K. Simmons won Best Supporting Actor for that role, actually, in Whiplash. That was the first award of the night, wasn't it, of the evening?
Yeah, it's always fun to get that first one out of the way, and, yeah. And I know it's... It's tough on the presenters as well as those that are nominated to be first, but at least it's over.
Yeah. Speaking of presenters, Neil Patrick Harris took over presenting duties this year, took over from Ellen DeGeneres last year. Now, Neil's done a few award ceremonies in his time. He's done the Tonys and the Emmys. But this year, the Oscars performance got quite mixed reviews, didn't it?
Oh, it certainly did. And I mean, I don't care how you look at it. It's a no-win situation for someone to host an awards show that's going to have close to 40 million viewers. I mean, with the social media world that we live in, people are always looking for the flaws or what can they criticize. And it's really a tough spot. And I don't care what you think of Neil Patrick Harris. The guy's extremely talented. He's shown it, hosting other shows. He's shown it on stage. And I think he showed it in the opening, the moving pictures opening, where he got to do a little singing and dancing and then had an assist on stage there from Anna Kendrick as well as Jack Black. I think that was an excellent opening.
You quite enjoyed that, did you?
Yeah, I did. I like the tribute to the iconic movies of the past, and I thought they did a pretty good job with Jack Black coming up and kind of playing devil's advocate versus those who really enjoy the movies and take them for the entertainment value versus those that kind of criticize the industry so much. So.
Yeah, it was good. All right, I did enjoy that Moving Pictures tribute. It was quite good. So yeah, let's have a look at some of the winners from the evening. Birdman and Grand Budapest Hotel that we were talking about earlier on won quite a few awards, really, didn't they? What did you think of the winning of best movie for Birdman?
Well, I'm one of the few that went into that. You know, there was a big debate over, was it going to be Boyhood? Was it going to be Birdman? That seemed to be the ongoing debate heading into the ceremony, which was going to win Best Picture. Well, for me personally, my favorite movie of the year was Boyhood, and second was Birdman. It wasn't a very tense moment for me. I felt pretty confident one of my two favorites was going to win, but yeah. I'm just thrilled with the fact that a movie that's so unconventional and so innovative can capture the vote that it takes to win the top award like that. I think it says a lot, not just for the filmmakers, but also for the Academy themselves, that maybe there's been a slight shift. You know, that's a big ship to move. So when there's a slight shift, you have to kind of recognize it. And I think maybe that's what we've seen.
Yeah, and of course, the director of Birdman won Best Director as well, or Oscar for Best Director. It was pretty. It's a good movie. Now, I've only seen bits of it, to be honest. I have to admit, I haven't seen the whole thing yet. But you know, it sees a return of Michael Keaton to prime time, I guess, or to the big stage. Your take on Birdman? You quite enjoyed it?
Oh, absolutely! I think the whole idea of it coming across as a seamless take for 90 minutes or whatever the runtime was, I think that played out very well. It was an unusual soundtrack that went with it that I thought complemented it very well, but mostly, I thought it did a really nice job, or an unusual perspective, if you will, on the creative process and the ego that goes with that. I would say Michael Keaton laid it out in that movie. He was not shy. He wasn't hesitant to look bad when he needed to. And did a nice job of showing what kind of ego is required to really succeed in that industry.
Very good. And the best Oscar for male leading actor went to Eddie Redmayne. He, of course, of Theory of Everything. What did you make of that as a win? Because he had a lot of competition for that Oscar, didn't he?
Yeah, I think most people kind of thought it was between him and Michael Keaton for the top award. And personally, I was thrilled to see Eddie Redmayne take it. He's the first best actor winner to be born in the 1980s. So again, it's, the younger movement there. It's nice to see. But he's just such a likable and humble guy. You could tell when he was on stage, he just was elated with the win. And as far as his movies, you can tell he's stage trained early on. He just disappears into his roles. You could kind of see it when he was in My Week with Marilyn a few years ago. And then, of course, when he was in the movie version of Les Miserables, I thought he just really captured his character very well. But, to become Stephen Hawking like that on screen is a tough challenge for anyone. And he really nailed it.
Yeah, it was a very impressive performance, actually. I saw the movie a few weeks ago. Best actress went to Julianne Moore for Still Alice. What do you make of that? Because she was actually up against Eddie Redmayne's co-star in The Theory of Everything, Felicity Jones. And
yeah, Felicity Jones. Yeah. Felicity Jones was absolutely just spot on in that that role. But I think most of us who have followed movies for so long are just thrilled for Julianne Moore to have never won before, and it's such a heartbreaking role, especially if you're one of the unlucky ones that has been so touched by Alzheimer's. You know, you're reliving some moments that were not so easy on a personal side, and then to see it on screen and how well she captured it, just well deserved.
She's a fantastic actress. Quite diverse as well. She's been in quite a lot of different comedies and dramatic films and everything. Really, really, really good actress, actually. Really good. So Best Supporting Actress went to Patricia Arquette for your favourite movie of the year, Boyhood. what did you make of that one?
Yeah, I think with her in that role, when I walked out of the theatre the first time from seeing that, the first words out of my mouth were, Patricia Arquette was just amazing. That was so. This movie entitled Boyhood, and really focusing on the growth of a young man through some, the stages that we all go through. But really, what jumped out to me was her strength as a mother and just her resilience. I'm sure there are quite a few parents that could put themselves in the shoes, and I think that's what I really liked about that movie as a whole, was you could watch it from the perspective of the kids as they grew, and then you could watch it from the perspective of the parents, and while it's the same movie, it's two totally different parts of your brain at work there. So
yeah, fantastic movie, really, really inventive again. Filmed over 15 years. Is that right? That was 15 years? Yeah, 15 years.
Yeah, I think it was 12. Yeah,
12 years.
Just ended up the final exclamation point on the total 13 years of the process with the award show. So I would have liked to have seen Richard Linklater, the director, get some type of notice, but it was Birdman's night.
I think with Linklater, he's going to be back there again, isn't he? He's going to come up with something else brilliant. What was your highlight of the night? What was your highlight of the show, would you say?
Well, I think the highlight to me, again, as a movie lover, I watch it really for the for the take on the movies, and I love the idea that we had 8 Best Picture nominees, and all 8 of them won at least one award on the night. I think that really kind of addresses the depth of quality in the movies right now. While, again, the box office may have been down a bit for the year, there's no shortage of quality movies. It's what I tell my friends all the time. It doesn't have to be a superhero movie to be worth buying the ticket. There's some great stories out there, and hopefully with the showing of Birdman and Boyhood and Grand Budapest, that we'll see some green lights for some additional creative storytelling here over the next few years.
Speaking of the financial side of movie making and the Oscars, it's quite a big money spinner, the Oscars, in terms of, if you get your movie to that point, it's quite a big... It's got a big ticket to a successful movie, isn't it? Financially successful, that is.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And I just read this morning where Birdman is jumping up to an additional 1,000 theaters for this weekend.
Wow.
So to think that that won't have an impact on the profitability of that movie is that's a huge step for them. There were plenty of weekends in its peak that it wasn't even in 1,000 theaters, and now it's jumping up 1,000 in total. So
that is pretty impressive. So speaking of, I suppose the nominations and kind of who got nominated in terms of actors and movies. On your blog, you discuss pre-Oscars, I guess. Every year you normally give Oscar predictions, but this year you decided not to do so. Tell me why.
Yeah, I've had this just for years. I don't know, many years anyway. I've kind of had this thing going on where I do my Oscar predictions, but this year I just I basically hit this level of annoyance with all the social media and the reporting that went on about this word snubs, which you hear all the time, which I'm not a fan of that word at all. But there's so many things that have just annoyed me about everyone's so quick again to criticize when the nominations come out, saying, "Oh, well, this movie deserved it, or this actor deserved it and didn't get it." And you know, when you start to say that each category, except for Best Picture, is limited to 5 spots, when you start saying someone is snubbed, that means you're really saying someone that did get a nomination didn't deserve it. And I sit there and think, yes, it's a small group of Academy voters as compared to, you know, the 36 million that watch the telecast. It's a small number of voters, but in reality, it crosses all sections of the industry. Everything from actors to writers and all the technical groups as well. So it's actually a pretty broad spectrum within the industry of people who vote. So, you know, I think the negativity that just gets associated with those initial nomination announcements, it just kind of reached a boiling point to me where I think we've lost focus on what it really is. I still look at it as more of a celebration of movies and films, and congratulations to those that get nominated. But it's certainly not any type of slap at those that don't reach that level. So
yeah, that's a good point. Good point. Well, hopefully 2015 will bring us some more great movies, and hopefully we can talk to you again this time next year after next year's Academy Awards. So if our listeners want to read your blog, just let them know how they can do so.
If they want to read the blog, is that what you said?
Yeah, so read your blog online.
Sure.
Just let them know how
just, they, yeah, it's just moviereviewsfromthedark.com. It's exactly how it sounds. So, and the little kicker on the From the Dark is that's how I feel when I go into a theater. I still, even after all these years, I still get a little sense of excitement every time the lights start to fade and the theater gets dark. It's still just a very exciting moment for me, and never knowing what that next movie's going to bring. So
it is a magical moment. David, thanks very much for joining us on the show today and talking Oscars. And talk to you soon, hopefully.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Every Wednesday from 1, fresh new music and the biggest hits. Afternoon Live with Anthony Martin on Coastway Hospital Radio.